Hi, Ellen. We'll get right into it, and we're going to start with a question from Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, Alan. Not the way you would obviously have looked to end this part of the season, but 8 points on the board, some good experience with the guys together. What's the main positives that you're taking from this tournament or these 8 games, and what do you feel are the big aspects that you still need to work on with the team?
Yeah, it's difficult to look at the positives after you just lost the game, obviously, but it's that's really the biggest thing that we've tried to go through here is growth and progression. And I think to take this club from 1 point last year to 8 points this year shows growth and shows progression. But we're hungry for more. We feel like we have a decent group. We're trying to maximize the group. I feel like when our group puts in a 90-plus minute shift, we give ourselves a very good chance to win any game in this league. But when we pick and choose moments in games, maybe today's game is a bad example because our group was incredibly fatigued. 3 games in 5 days is very, very difficult. But there were other games a few weeks ago where we were a little bit more fresh and we were still making mistakes. So we know we've got a long way to go. We've got a lot of things still to work on. I think it's safe to say finishing, obviously, it needs to be better. I think we created countless opportunities in the game today and in other games during the course of this bubble. But we've got some good guys up front. We just need to get them going. We need to push them in training and get them confident and get everybody on the same page. So more positives than negatives, 100%. We feel like we're going in the right direction, but we're definitely still hungry for more.
Looking at the standings as they are, it's obviously very early in the season, so you can't read too much into things, but the top three just now are the teams that you're going to be playing 80% of the rest of your season against. What are you expecting in this run-in? On the plus side, you've got the chance to take points off these guys, and they're all going to drop points to each other, but it's a tough road ahead for you.
Yeah, by far the most difficult schedule, because obviously we've come here, the West has played against the East, and for the most part, the West has beaten the East. So we're under no illusions. We know going and playing Calgary and playing Pacific and playing Valor are not going to be easy games. But what we've learned from our group here is when we focus on ourselves, when we step up to the plate, we feel confident we can beat anybody. But we'll take a lot of that. Like obviously coming in, beating Forge early showed the group has the ability to beat top teams. But we've also shown we have the ability to lose in games too. So we're excited about those challenges. This is a growth year, a little bit of a transition year for us as a club. We'll always spin things in a positive way. And having a tough schedule means we get great opportunities to test ourselves. How much can we grow through those experiences? But there's no real rest that we're going to go through in the next few days. It's head home, get ourselves ready for the next one, and then just keep on marching on until the bitter end.
Thanks so much, Alan. Safe travels and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, Michael. We'll move on to Derek. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, Alan. I just want to ask you, you guys have played a lot of soccer in this last week, and you should have been the team that was kind of lacking in the second half, but you guys took the game to them in the second half. What did you just find that did your team just kind of find that extra energy and that extra strength to try and pull out the draw, and you probably should have scored in that second half?
I've said this a few times. We've got some good characters in this group, and I think the collective mentality is very, very positive. I think we just need to learn to manage individual moments better. And you can see we were very tight today. I showed you the board that we were working with last night in terms of the limitations of minutes on players. I don't really know how we came together as a staff to figure out exactly who was going to play and all the substitutions that we had to make. But the collective came together, and I was proud of their response. But having said that, we obviously had a lapse and conceded a goal early in the game, and then you're fighting an uphill battle. So we're never going to give in. We're FC Edmonton. We're representing the city of Edmonton. We know who we are. We know what we have to be. And people are going to see efforts like that in every single game, irrespective of how tired or how fatigued we are or who we have the ability to put on the pitch. That's who we are. That's part of our identity. And I think we've shown that through the first 8 games already.
Your substitutes came on in the second half and made almost an immediate impact, I guess. Is that obviously what you want to do when guys come on in the second half and kind of change the course of the game, I guess?
Yeah, I think This is the interesting part. This is not regular football we're going through. This is not, hey, a play game on a Saturday. You've got 90 minutes to play 11 players and make three substitutions. We're playing games every few days. We have 3 moments and 5 substitutions. How we manage the game with different rules is very, very different. So we're going to use that. I don't think there's been too many times in my career I've made as many subs at halftime like I've made in this bubble. But you make a sub at halftime so it doesn't take away a moment. So there's a lot of strategy that goes behind it. But then you also have to manage the 3 moments that you have in the second half and how you go about getting players on. And today, to be honest, I'd like to have made our last sub a little bit earlier, but we had a couple of players in precarious situation. I make that sub and somebody goes down, then I'm going to be a man down. So we have to stay on top of all those little details.
Thanks, Alan. Safe travels, and we'll see you when you get back here.
Thanks, Blake. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Derek. We'll move on to Mateus. Go ahead, Mateus.
Thank you, Mickey. Good evening, Coach. Well, Coach, these were your first 8 matches with the team. Maybe the relationship that you built with the team was one of the most important profit that these bubbles give you.
What was the, Mathias, what's the question? I heard you say, I'm not sure you
could. Well, I want you to talk about the relationship and this time in the bubble. Maybe it was a good thing for you as a new coach.
Yes, 100%. This was our preseason. We didn't go on a preseason trip. We didn't get to play any other games before we came here. The only difference was we were playing for 3 points in every game. So we were literally thrown into the fire. And I think we showed that we can survive. The group has grown. We've all been through a lot in this time here, in this bubble. Players have developed relationships with each other, with staff too, which is awesome. But I knew it was going to be like this with this group, because when it came out that we were going to a bubble, there wasn't one player or staff member that questioned why, if, where. It was just a matter of let's roll up our sleeves and let's go. And I think that's testament to the players and the staff. But we definitely all have an attitude of gratitude for our families and our support mechanisms, because it's not easy just to pack up and leave families behind. And some of our players have some challenging family situations. So I have mass respect for them to come here, embrace this. And I feel like we've all grown a lot through this experience, but we still have a lot of growth to do. We're a new group. We're heading in the right direction, but we've got a lot of work to put into these last 20 games.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Mateus. We'll move on to Brady. Go ahead, Brady.
Thanks, Mickey. Hey, Alan, you mentioned I didn't think chance creation was a big issue for you guys tonight. Was it just as simple as not getting, you know, that final touch?
Yeah, I think the guys just got frustrated as the game went along. And normally we haven't really seen our guys get frustrated, but fatigue sets in. It's a physical and it's a mental thing too. And I think the last 20 minutes when we were creating those opportunities, guys did start to get frustrated, and you have to stay calm and cool and collected through those moments. But that was just an accumulation of the wear and tear that we've all gone through. And we know we need to focus on finishing a little bit more. We need to put the onus on guys in those attacking areas, and we'll continue to push and focus on it. And hopefully we can capitalize on those opportunities. But the biggest thing is creating chances. And I think for a new group that's still trying to develop how to play together, I think we've come here and we've shown how dangerous we can be. We just need to capitalize on those chances more now as we move forward.
For sure. And obviously, you know, you get a 20-minute run there for Toby. I'm sure he was one of those guys who was on a minute restriction. But quite honestly, the way he went out last game, I really didn't anticipate to see him at all. And so what did you think of his showing?
Yeah, we've had to speak to him the last few days to work through the nature of the injury and comfort him that it wasn't something that was going to get worse. I'd say, you know, pain tolerance, I was proud of him today. He went out there and he fought for the team because we needed him. The players we had available were the only players we had available today. So we've got a lot of work to do now to rest and recover and hopefully get as many players available for next week as we can.
Thanks, Alan, and safe travels back home.
Great.
Thanks, Brady. We'll go to our final question with Brandon. Go ahead, Brandon.
Thanks, Mickey. Evening, Alan. Commiserations on the loss tonight. But maybe just looking a bit more positively, looking forward. Just wanted to ask what you're looking forward to the most in terms of returning to Edmonton?
I think for all of us, I speak for my entire team, is seeing our families first, the ones that are fortunate enough to have families with us. I think that's something we're incredibly excited to see. And then also it's going to be very special. I've never coached a game for FC Edmonton. I've never coached a game in Edmonton yet. We cannot wait to go embrace every other home game with our supporters. I've met a few of our supporters. I'm excited to meet all of them. And we're really looking forward to going and showing our supporters, our fans in the city, who we are. We're trying to create something special. It's going to take time. We've said that all along. But I think people can see the type of identity and how we want to play and who we're going to become. So we're excited to go share that with the community in Edmonton.
Awesome. Thanks, Alan. Commiserations again on the loss, but good luck next time. And safe travels home.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brendan. Thanks for your time, Alan. Just reiterating, safe travels home, and we'll see you Saturday for your first home match at Clark Field. Just to let everybody else know, we will be continuing to do Zoom press conferences for the remainder of the season. So you will be receiving coordinates for all of our matches moving forward. Thanks, everybody, for your support throughout the kickoff and being what seemed like two press conferences every day. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.